Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Congratulations on 20 great years, and just know that you're the only person I would ever get up and talk to at 6 o'clock in the morning.
I know you started this show when you were only, what, 6 or 7 years old?
Remember to keep going, because we're not done with you yet. Godspeed, amigo.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show, in the third decade of the 21st century, now in our 24th year. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm responsible for the chaos around here, and Steve Forbes joins us on a regular basis to try to restore some order. Steve, thanks again for being here. Forbes.com is the website. He's chairman, chief, and editor-in-chief there. And, of course, I encourage you to check out their video, their film, In Money We Trust. You can find it wherever films are sold. I know on Amazon and a lot of other places. This is a new media direction that Steve is focusing on, and I'm happy about that. Hey, Steve, I want to talk about bubbles. I've launched two books on this show in the last 20-something years. One of them is by Chuck Cadlick. You may remember Chuck, Dow 100,000. A couple of other guys wrote a book called Dow 30,000. And anyway, I helped launch that book back in 20 years ago. And who would have thought it, right? So I want you to talk about the potential dangers of the stock market, where equities where they are right now, and also with all the money that's being printed and the new $1.9 trillion going through the Congress right now, even with technology fighting as hard as it can, I want you to talk about the implications of inflation on all this. What do you think?
It's a very real danger. I'm surprised the stock market hasn't started to take more recognition of it, and the bond market as well. Because the Treasury Department, for example, has 1.6, last I looked, $1.5 trillion of cash on deposit at the Fed. That's sort of the government. And that money's going to be spent in the next few months. You mentioned that $1.9 trillion. And how are they going to finance it? A lot of it's going to be printed. And the banks are filled with reserves. They met all the capital requirements. So that's a recipe for trouble, big trouble, I think. And I'm not sure the Fed is going to be able to know how to handle it.
Banks are telling me they've got five times more deposits now than they usually do. There's cash coming out of our ears here in the country.
That's right. And it's going to soon flow into the economy, especially thankfully with the vaccines, a huge miracle of American ingenuity, doing that in warp speed time, truly. And so as the people start to interact with one another, the economy starts to have a chance to recover. That cash is going to come flooding in, and the Fed has overdone it. So I worry about that. And that's something that I'm surprised the markets haven't really woken up to, the danger of money printing and inflation.
Isn't the stock market, is there any justification for the Dow being over 30,000?
Well, it would be if you had an environment with the vaccines, low taxes coming up, more deregulation, all the things that started doing good for the economy before the COVID hit, before the pandemic hit. You could say a little high, but by golly, things are good. But right now, even though we're going to get a burst of activity as these vaccines get out there, people feel comfortable again. Then you have to say what happens when all this money pumping wears off.
Right.
We're going to have inflation. We're going to have real problems. There are ways to deal with it, but the Fed has got to recognize they've got a problem, and so does the Biden administration, which just thinks you print money and there are no consequences.
Well, you know,
big mistake.
Think about this: when 2008 happened, we were at 1455 on the Dow, 14,550. And it collapsed down to 9,000, so that was about 60%, about a 40% drop, I think, as I remember. Think about that. What if we had a 40% drop now? We'd be looking at 18,000. I mean, what would that do? I'm not trying to get anything started here, But, I mean, there are things out there. There are tripwires out there, aren't there? Landmines out there that could cascade something like this, isn't it?
Well, we saw the tragic example of it a year ago, March, April, when the market went down to 18,000 before recovering when these relief measures started to make their way through.
Right.
And the thing to watch out for, one of the things to watch out for is if you want to get to scare yourself, is just look at what they call base money. That is, it's a number that comes out of the Fed, currency in circulation, and bank reserves. And they are huge.
Yeah.
And as the Fed, as the printers spend that money, we may have problems if people don't know what they're doing.
Exactly. Hey, Steve, well, good job today. Come back soon. We'll see you next time.
Look forward to it. Thank you.
Thank you. Steve Forbes, ladies and gentlemen, a great American. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.